Hey,
what's up?
Hey, Brooks. You know what's delicious?
Peanut butter whiskey?
Hey, man.
Hey.
Let me lead into the sponsor of today's show.
Screwball Whiskey.
Screwball peanut butter whiskey. You think to yourself, when you're about to drink it, you think, it's going to be gross.
Yeah.
And then you forget that when you're making a peanut butter whiskey, you have the ability to add as much sugar as you want to it.
Mm.
So it is the sugariest peanut butter.
And it's good.
And you can barely taste any whiskey. I could give this to my
six-year-old. You think your kid would drink it?
Maybe with some jelly. A side shot of jelly.
My daughter will scoop herself out a bowl of like raspberry jelly and just eat it. Or jam.
I mean,
I was like, you're not wrong. She doesn't like a peanut butter or jelly sandwich. She just wants to eat a bowl of jelly. For the British listeners, we call jam jelly.
It's just
not jello.
It's just an ocean thing. I thought they were two different things.
No, well, like you and I would say peanut butter and jelly, right?
Mm-hmm.
We would say jelly and jam kind of meaning the same thing. I think technically it's jam. Jelly doesn't have seeds in it. But to a British person, jelly means jello, like gelatin.
So if I was like,
that's a fucked up sandwich.
If I was around a British person and I said, jam that in my fanny pack.
Right.
And they would be like, what?
What?
Whoa.
Fanny? That means pussy over there.
Oh, shit.
Shit. Yeah, so fanny pack is the funniest thing that Americans could possibly say.
So convenient.
Yeah, right in the front. Oh, no, the actual article of clothing?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were talking about vaginas.
Oh, no.
Oh.
It's like a pocket that's not attached to your pants.
Yeah, I don't find that terribly convenient. I used to have one back in the 90s.
Before they got uncool and then cool again?
Oh, they were very uncool when I was wearing it. I was like 10.
I think I had a really uncool one from Eddie Bauer. I felt so cool, though.
Right?
Because it was
I can put all my stuff in here. Like, I had a wallet or anything at that time.
My mom picked it up, or I was at the outlets, the Eddie Bauer outlets.
At the beach?
At the beach.
Yeah.
And I got to pick this out. I could hold two water bottles, two of the plastic water bottles, and it was like it had mesh pouches on the side.
For all your extreme hiking that you were doing? It was
like tactical.
You know, yeah.
I had a spot for my knife.
Oh, yeah. I was at Plaid the other night, and the guy behind the counter, the employee, had on his hip like a big-ass hunting knife. I was like, huh, all right. I guess you can do that at work?
I mean, let's do it.
I mean, he's at Plaid, so there's no rules.
The world, let's just say it, man. People there's a lot of scared people in this world. They'd feel a lot safer.
If they had a big-ass knife on their hip.
Big-ass knife.
I mean, I guess so.
Let's start a movement. Left, right, center, off center, all start wearing giant knives.
Well, it wasn't extreme. Maybe like a 4-inch knife.
Oh.
You know, a nice little stabberoo.
I'm talking 18 inches.
Actually, the previous night I went.
Swords. We go back to swords.
go back to sword
times.
The previous night I stopped at that same Plaid pantry, the one near my house. It's on a relatively degenerate street, so it gets quite the interesting character some days. And I park in the, and I'm getting out of the car. And there's a madman in the parking lot just screaming and shouting, as there's very often. And as I was getting out of the car, he started running at my car and was shouting racial slurs at me that don't match my skin tone.
Huh.
It wasn't exactly at me, but in my general area.
Did you turn around and were like, wait, who are you talking to?
And I just calmly locked my door, started my engine back up, and went on my way. I was like, never mind.
I'll get
something else.
Somewhere else.
Yep, never mind.
The guy inside's like, this fucking guy.
I thought he was going to save me.
Keeps scaring off my clientele.
Yeah, I don't. He wasn't having a good night, the parking lot person. And I didn't really want to find out exactly what he was yelling about.
Yeah.
I'm a scared old man, so I ran away.
What if, damn it, if Lizzie was here, she would know what we could have done in that situation. She could have calmed him down.
Well, I'm not really looking to defuse. It wasn't critical to get my snacks at Plaid or whatever.
Bugles are fucking 88 cents in there, sir.
They're so cheap.
I cannot go to 7-Eleven. They're so cheap. I'm risking it.
I do like yours by your house. It's quite nice.
It's a nice one.
Yeah. Pretty low key.
They got a, guard out front.
Well, it's next to that weed store.
Yeah.
So people ain't fucking around.
In and out.
In and out.
Get some weed. Get some Funyuns.
It's a perfect marriage, really. And it always stinks like weed in that Plaid. I was like, well.
And everybody's like, oh, no, it must be from next door. It's totally.
The neighbor. It's
totally not me.
The guy working there. I bet you get away with a lot when you work at Plaid. I think there's a lot of unsupervised employment.
We, man, if anybody knows anybody.
Yeah. There's no way we could ask any of these.
Everybody has, 90% of my friends have worked at Plaid Pantry, the neighborhood store.
Uh-huh.
Once in their life. I think Ziegs, wait.
Did he work at Plaid?
Okay, Ziegs is coming on. He's talking to us all in depth.
Okay, good.
Hour long, all Plaid Pantry, all the time.
I used to work at a gas station. We used to see some colorful folk here and there.
How many of those hot dogs do you get at the end of the shift?
We didn't have food. It was just a gas station. Oh. And a car wash.
How many times did you bring that car through? Shiniest car in town?
I could wash my car for free if I felt like it. And I did every once in a while. But, I've never really cared about that shit. Are you a car wash guy? Do you go to the car wash all the time?
No.
No. There's really not a big reason to in Oregon. We don't salt our roads.
It's going to rain soon enough.
Yeah.
It'll be like the middle of August, and I'll be like, well, rain's just right around the corner.
It's almost here.
Can't wash it now.
Yeah, it was super nice out today. It was super sunny. Wearing my flip-flops and sandals.
Back to...
It's spring.
Fall spring.
Fall spring. Two. Tricked me again.
And here we are. I went and saw Kellen, Heidi's kid.
Yeah.
Heidi and Kevin's kid.
I know.
Yep. Last week, I forgot to mention this when Lindsay was here.
Uh-huh.
We went and the kids played laser tag.
Oh, hell yeah. At that John's place?
No, it was at the Kingpins? Kingpins in Beaverton, the bowling alley.
Oh, okay.
Bowling alley bar, arcade. They have laser tag out there. And I heard, hey, we're going to go play laser tag for Kellen's birthday. And I was like, excited.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a child still heart. And then I went to the bathroom and I came out and all the kids were gone playing laser tag. Because, it was just the kids doing it.
And, oh.
And not a 37-year-old.
You did a sad, Charlie Brown walk back to the table.
Wait,
I thought adults were playing too.
The laser tag? I put on my laser tagging shoes.
You'd probably hurt your shoulder doing it, though.
Pushing that button so much.
Yeah. Trigger. There's a lot of buttons on a laser tag gun. Is laser tag cooler than it was 20 years ago? Have we improved that technology? Because I remember it being kind of janky last time I went.
I think it's real lasers now.
Oh, good. Finally. That's awesome. All the kids are completely blind at the end of it.
Yeah, you got to wear special goggles.
I see. Yeah. It's not just a blinking light.
I don't know. Maybe it was. I didn't get to go in there.
Well, back in the day, it was infrared. It was not a laser.
It was like remote controls.
Full of lies. Yep. Exactly like your remote control. Shoots out a little infrared light.
So you could change your channel with your laser gun?
I bet you could. Yeah. If you had it timed just right. It usually blinks in a code. Like volume is 5 blinks and channel is 6 blinks.
Really?
You can look at it with your cell phone. Picks up infrared.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
If you look at the end of your remote control with your phone camera and you push buttons, you'll see the light blink at the tip of your remote control. There you go. Science tip for you.
So laser tag. That's all it is, probably. It's not real lasers like I thought it was when
sure
I was a kid.
Sure isn't, no.
I thought it was actually shooting out. No, okay, all right, John.
No, sorry. Video games lie to you.
But between going to that arcade place and going to the pool the day before.
Yeah.
Last week. My kids are old enough where they just leave.
And do whatever they want.
And we'll do whatever they want for 4 hours and then be back.
Is Daniel old enough?
Jackson was up doing.
He follows his brother.
Jackson was up doing one big slide. Daniel was completely over somewhere else doing whatever. I was hanging out.
Can Daniel swim?
Yeah, Daniel can swim. Without a life jacket? Most of the stuff at that water park, you don't have to be that tall to do.
Oh, good.
Because it's like pretty shallow.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Daniel's perfectly fine swimmer.
No life jacket, nothing?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's probably better than Jackson.
Really?
Than me, actually. I still hate putting my face in the water.
Yeah, I know. You don't know how to swim.
I mean, I could get from the dock back to shore if I fell off.
I took a... Just
don't go places where I would need
to know swim.
How to swim.
Yeah, just stay on the ocean.
Submarines?
I think if a submarine crashes, you got bigger problems than swimming. Yeah, I took Owen and June to the pool the other day. I don't know if I talked about that. And we roll up. I hadn't put much thought into it, but I knew that the pool was open again. And Owen was like, let's go swimming. I was like, all right, cool. Let's go. Just drove down and there was like a 45-minute wait.
Oh, really?
Because they still limit how many people go in there. And apparently everybody else is swimming too. And
I was like, it's wintertime.
Yeah, I know. What are you doing at the pool? It's fucking 18 degrees outside. What are you idiots? But anyway, Owen was like really upset. And I sat him down. I was like, hey, this is your choice. We can wait or we can try again tomorrow. And he's like, I want to wait. I go, okay, well, it's going to be very boring because we're just going to sit here. I didn't have my cell phone or anything with me. It's like, do you want to just sit for 45 minutes? He's like, yeah, I do.
Were you all changed?
Like, yeah, we were like in our swimsuits. They have like a little waiting area.
Oh, okay.
So we just sat in fucking chairs like it was the 90s and stared at the wall for 45 minutes while we waited for something to happen.
How did we do it back then, man?
You know, it was kind of nice. I was just like, don't have to do anything. Don't have to go anywhere. Do I have to entertain anyone?
I remember I was thinking about this the other day as I was like sitting somewhere looking at the ground and then I got my phone out to look at.
Uh-huh.
In high school, I'd get to this one class early and I'd sit there for 4 minutes just waiting for the door to open to go in. And I counted the tiles on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
I would just count and just be like, and then I'd look up at the ceiling and be like,
count those dots in the ceiling.
All right.
And those perforated tiles.
Okay. 4 minutes has passed.
I remember counting the bolts on the ceiling in the bus, like on long bus trips, like playing football or whatever. In high school, sometimes you go on like 3-4 hour bus trips to another part of the state. And I remember just sitting there staring at the ceiling. Counting
something would happen.
Rivets.
Gosh, fuck.
Oh, I lost count. There's 136
right there.
I don't know. You read books more, talk to people, I guess. I don't know. It was awful.
Yeah, it was the worst.
Thank God for cell phones. Fuck,
phones are amazing. Back.
They're way better.
They're so much better.
Yeah. I can chat with people. I can text things to you. I can text you smart alecky texts where I'm ignoring your calls.
Uh huh.
Or whatever. So, I was hearing a lot of squeaking in my car as I was braking.
And you were like...
I was like, something's wrong with the brakes,
must
probably.
Must be some mice under my hood.
those mice are very hungry. And I poured all kinds of corn into the engine, and it didn't help. And continued to squeak. So I pulled off the pads in the front, you know? Brake pads.
Mm-hmm.
Swapped those, put some new ones in. They didn't look too bad, but one of them was a little low. I was like, oh, I guess that was the culprit. Nope. Still squeaking.
What's going on?
And I was like, God damn it. It's those fucking drum brakes.
The fucking drum brakes. Right?
I was like, I'm not looking forward to this. So it was getting bad and bad. And I was just like putting it off, you know? I was like, the squeaking, the grinding, the metal on metal grinding will go away.
Eventually.
Yeah. The car will fix itself. It'll get better. So I was ignoring it long enough. And I was like, fine, I got to fucking do this. So Thursday night, I jack up the car. Well, I loosen all the lug nuts on the two back wheels, you know,
mm-hmm.
before I jack it up. I jack up both sides, pull off one wheel, and the hub comes off. Or, yeah, the drum comes off real easy. And have you ever, you've done mm-hmm. drum brakes. And I slowly made sense of the all the springs and gizmos and shit back there. It's way, way too complicated. So much shit going on back there.
Every time I do it, I've probably done drum brakes like, I don't know, 6-7 times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, every time, I'm like, well, I've done it before. Yeah, it's easy.
Should be easy.
And then, like, I'm like, oh, fuck. There's, like, all these weird springs going
yeah.
all over the place.
And I'm, like, doing that.
Pictures of them and.
Yeah, I didn't take good pictures the first time, so it was a real head scratcher to put it back together. And, you know, I don't have the right tools or whatever you need to pull these springs. I'm just using needle nose. I'm, like, gripping with enormous man strength, like, trying to stretch the spring over to fit in the fucking hole. And anyway, it's just a frustrating clusterfuck.
And I know you, and you probably had 2.5 children.
I absolutely right, did have 2 children.
What are you doing? What's that?
They were in the car. Turning the wheel and, like, honking and having a great time, rolling the windows up and down, opening the door and banging it into me. Classic. Oh, man. Having a great time. So anyway, after, like, 2 hours, I finally get the one wheel done, and it was, like, 8:30. I was like, well, I'm not going to have time to do the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So I take it off the jack stands, and I drive it up to the gas station to see if everything's okay. You know, I'm, like, slamming on the brakes as I'm driving just to make sure I did it all, put it all back together. And everything's seeming fine. And as I'm coming back from the gas station, I start hearing this clunk, 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 oh. clunk, clunk. And I pull into the neighborhood, and I'm pulling up to my house, and it's getting louder and louder and louder. It's like, shit, you know? And it, weirdly, it's hard to tell when you're driving what side it's coming from, but it seems like the opposite side that I worked on. And I was like, I don't know what's going on, right? Like, I didn't do anything over there.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe there's something that they have to be fixed in tandem, and one of them's, like, not expanding correctly. I don't fucking know, right? I'm no carologist. So
that's what they're called.
I was too chicken shit to drive it to work the next day. I took the van. My wife worked from home, whatever. The next night, I get a chance to work on it again. And turns out, a very stupid mistake. Andy will appreciate this. I had loosened the lug nuts on that wheel to jack it up before I jacked it up. And then I jacked it back down. I didn't tighten those lug nuts. So my wheel was going clunk, clunk, clunk because I fucking unscrewed the lug nuts.
Oh, shit. On the opposite side that you're working on.
Yeah.
And then
I was like, oh, that's why it was clunking. So I got that all fixed and everything's fine now.
I think your fucking wheel didn't fly off.
It very well could have. If I tried to drive it to work, I'm hauling balls down the freeway with my kid in the car. Wheel flies off. Luckily, I took it for a test drive. And
I saw a person driving down. I was delivering on Hawthorne, and it was, like, whatever, a long time ago.
Yeah.
It snowed and been icy for a week and a half. So somebody with chains, like a Subaru Outback, just right by me, I see its wheel fall off and go rolling, and then the car just dropped and slid, like, right next to me. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, you made a mistake there, friend.
Oops.
Apparently, I was telling my family the same story today, and my dad had done something similar with the old truck, and there was, like, a gouge in the road for a couple years where he had dropped the wheel come off. And so anyway, you have to have those wheels screwed on.
Nah.
Turns out.
Nah. You could have made it to work the next day.
It would have gotten louder and worse and worse and worse. I don't think I did any damage.
You just got out there the next morning and we're like, or the next afternoon.
Yeah, the next evening after work, Friday night.
Like, oh.
I was jacking up. I go, oh, yeah, this wheel's loose as shit. That's why. I'm dumb. And there's, you know, the drum has to come off of the shoes that are pushing on the interior of it. And it doesn't just pop off. There's this little access hole you have to reach in and, like, untighten the little tensioner mm-hmm. assembly bullshit. And the instructions on Haynes.com or whatever, they're like, just jam 2 screwdrivers in this tiny black hole that you can't see anything and unscrew the little wheel. I was very upset about that.
It wasn't just an easy little
No, you have to crank this little wheel.
Fucking inside, these, through fucking Nissans.
Through a little tiny peephole that you can't see shit through. I'm mad about that.
You pray. You put that screwdriver in there.
And hope you're unscrewing something.
Cross your fingers.
Jamming around in there for 20 minutes.
You turn it.
Well, I'm used to doing that. Jamming around in there.
Until you're really uncomfortable, and then you just go to bed.
Everyone unhappy. Yep.
Hey, it was my birthday, John.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
I'm 30.
I said it last week. It's over now.
I'm 37 years old. 37 years old.
37 years young.
And, yeah, man.
How'd it go? What'd you do? You take the day off work? You have a Bobby day?
I had a Brooks. I was planning on having a Brooksy day.
Uh-huh.
And Jackson had the sneezes. He was sneezing.
Okay.
And he didn't want to go to school to sneeze in his masks and have to keep changing his masks and blow his nose or whatever, you know. So he stayed home. He's, yeah, like we said, he's big enough to stay. He just stayed home for half the day by himself without Jamie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess that's fine. It's illegal in Oregon.
There's no...
There is. It's 12.
It's 12?
Yeah.
I've heard people say there's no limit.
Yeah, and those people are wrong, and it's 12.
Well, but he's, what if he's as big as a 12-year-old?
Doesn't matter. No, Oregon's one of the few states that actually has a number. And superseding the number is any instance where it's unsafe, it's deemed unsafe for the child. So they could be over 12, and you could still be breaking the law.
I was letting him use the welder while I was at work.
Well, he's making his knives, right?
He was making some, he was forging some knives down in the basement while Jamie.
And Ninja Stars.
And, you know, he was sick. And, you know, so he was sick the day before. And
I don't think there's anything wrong with
that. They're coming to get me, man. This didn't happen. No.
Allegedly.
Do not. Allegedly. Allegedly, my 9-year-old was at home alone for all day.
He's fine.
Half the day.
He just played Minecraft all day, right?
Ate a lot of candy. Actually, he didn't.
Oh, no? Like,
no video games while you're sick because it's going to incentivize you being sick.
That sounds like a Jamie rule if I've ever heard one.
I didn't make it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Figured.
I said he has to watch The Price is Right and Perry Mason.
And fall asleep watching Bob Ross.
Yeah.
That is
that's
the cure.
That's what I said. So then the next day was my birthday, and I thought he was going to school, and then I got a passenger on my birthday adventures.
Oh, you didn't work.
I took the day off,
and Jackson, so you had a buddy
was
with
also
you.
Sick. And I just pretended he wasn't there. I did the things. I like
didn't talk to him, didn't feed him.
He started out the day sassing me
for
some reason. Let's get deep here. He was sassing me.
All right.
And then I was like, hey, stop sassing me. It's my birthday.
Right.
So then I just put in my earplugs and I was dancing around, having a gay old time. And Jamie gave me $50 for my birthday.
Oh.
She said, you have to go spend this.
On something
on
dumb.
some wood.
Oh.
For the lathe. So I went and I got like a 2 big ass pieces of wood.
Uh-huh.
Well, they're not even that big. 6-inch by 6-inch.
Yeah. Ass pieces of wood.
Ass pieces. But a fucking $24 for that little
piece of zebra wood.
Zebra wood. It looks awesome.
What is about 6 inches across, 2 inches deep?
But what do you do with it? You make 6 of them and you sell them for salad bowls? You'd have to sell them for $100 a piece.
They have to be considered artistic, I think, is the only way you can price them appropriately. Because functionally, this is a worse bowl than a 50-cent bowl I could buy at the store.
Let's say a bowl you put by your front door and you put your keys in it and your wallet.
I mean, you only need so many of those bowls, right? That seems to be the majority of the bowls you're making. Keys and loose change bowls.
I got a nice collection of loose change bowls.
You come home and you take all the keys off the ring and you put one key in each bowl.
One in each bowl.
Yep.
I reassemble it. And then one for the ring. The ring itself.
Oh, the one ring?
Mm-hmm. To rule them all.
To rule them all. Gotcha.
So I took Jackson with me to the wood store and I said, it's my birthday. You can't complain while you're here. So he was a good little passenger.
That actually worked?
It worked.
Oh, nice. Did he demand you buy him some wood?
No.
Oh, okay.
He didn't want anything.
That's a good store to take a kid to. They're not going to be like, I want that. I want this.
I want this nice piece of, ooh, look at this ebony chunk over here. There was a fucking piece of ebony,
mm-hmm.
like a log chunk.
Gesture with your arms how big it was.
Imagine
wow.
a guitar. So it was fat on one end. Maybe a flying V guitar shape.
All right.
And it was $1,200.
Yeah. What do you get them? Yeah. What does, so.
What could I do with that?
Who's the professional craftsman, the pro version of you, who's buying this shit and making money on it somehow? Are they making bowls? Because the market for bowls has got to be thoroughly saturated.
Making right? piano keys, the black keys.
It's true.
For pianos.
And ivory.
And ivory go together in perfect harmony.
That's right. So I hear. Yeah, I guess so. Like high-end shelves? What are all these woodsmen making?
If you're a billionaire, this is just, this is Deca millionaires we're talking here.
I see.
That are like, hey, I need a replica of my remote control for my TV, but I want it to be made out of ebony.
And non-functional?
And functional.
Oh, okay.
So I need you to.
Do the electronics inside?
Everything black plastic in my house, make it out of ebony. I'm a billionaire. I cannot touch regular plastic.
Oh, I see. I'm allergic to plastic.
Only ebony touches these fingers.
I see. Toothbrush, ebony.
Yeah.
All right.
And what are the baleen bristles on my my ebony toothbrush?
Yep, absolutely. I brush my teeth with whale teeth. yeah.
We had, my dad had one of those baleen brushes.
Uh-huh.
That he got at a garage sale. It was like a pretty fucking hefty brush with just baleen.
Is it for like scrubbing stuff or?
And I think it had a picture of it. It was for probably.
Like scrubbing a boat or something?
Yeah, maybe.
Like a scrub brush though.
Scrubbing the side of your boat.
Not a hairbrush?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it was a hairbrush.
I don't know. Maybe we still harvest. We don't harvest whales anymore, do we?
Dad, is that a. Whale bristle brush still at the house? Email the show or text me.
Let me know. I was looking up sperm whales the other day because I was like, what's the deal with those guys? Why are they called that? You know, like it's a funny joke. Ha ha. Why are they called sperm whales? Do you know?
I feel like I've been told before.
Have we talked about this before?
Maybe.
So apparently inside their heads is this big old cavity full of like white goop. And they're like, yep, that's sperm. And I guess if you boil it down, it makes like good candles. So back in the day, whalers would go out, kill these sperm whales, cut a little hole in their head, scoop out all the white goop.
Isn't that what they were whaling for, their blubber?
Well, sperm whales specifically, they wanted
that goop.
Their white head jizz.
They want that jizz.
Yeah, they want that whale jizz to make candles.
Me, I want that tail. To be taxidermied and up on my wall.
As like a trophy?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're killing whales, take the tails too, right?
I think they take it all, but they really like that head goop.
What is the thing so that goes weird. in perfumes?
Ambergris.
Ambergris?
Yeah.
It's like spit up ulcer, like stomach.
Yeah.
Something from a whale and it washes ashore.
Sure. Yep. They'll poop it out. Like they swallow a beak of a squid or something like that, and then it'll get coated in an oily, waxy substance in their guts.
Why do I know that? And why?
From
who was the first?
Bob's Burgers.
Why did they teach me that in school and right. not how to do taxes? I assume.
I'm always mad that I know like way too much about Greek and Roman gods. I'm like, okay, I know who Achilles and Hercules and Zeus and Athena. Why do I know all that shit? What good does that fucking do me?
Do you
know how to bounce checkbook? No.
Well, that's not.
Did I have a class about that? Yes. Did I pay attention? No.
Yeah, serious.
That's the thing is you wouldn't pay attention.
Whenever people complain about, you know, why.
Why didn't they teach me in high school?
Why didn't they teach me this in high school?
Well, they might have.
I think, hey, they tried to teach me a lot of things that I've since forgotten or didn't care about at the time.
Yeah.
Maybe they did.
Louis C.K., my favorite comedian.
Also, taxes are just math. If you just get a piece of paper, you put in your numbers, and you add and subtract
it's
down,
pretty easy.
Down the row.
It's just boring and not fun. But Louis C.K., my favorite comedian, never did anything wrong.
never did a thing wrong.
No, nothing happened with him. He has this good bit where he talks about how teaching kids math is kind of insane if you think about it. It's like you go to someone and you say, hey, I need you to make these kids know math. And they don't want to, and they're not good at it. And you don't get to pick the kids. They're just the kids who live around you. And have fun. Which is a good bit. Your wife would appreciate it.
I can no longer laugh at anything that human said or says.
It's too bad.
I watched Pootie Tang a little while ago, and I was like, it's just not the same. It's not the same. Knowing that Louis C.K. had his hand at this.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks, man. I can't watch. Just,
I can still enjoy Louis C.K. He's
It's a little bit, you know, it's not as pure anymore. You just feel a little bad. Like when I watch Fear Factor, I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, Joe.
Oh, Joe.
You turns out asshole. Those big-ass fucking beetle larvae
yeah.
stop or like COVID from transmitting. You got to just shove one up your asshole.
Or like the big jars of piss and stuff. They started getting real gross on that show as it went on.
Penn and Teller went on that show and just won it completely, like the celebrity
oh, really?
Edition. And
I feel like Teller would eat anything that and
was,
not care.
That was a thing. Yeah. Before they started shooting, Joe Rogan is like, okay, next you're gonna be eating that beetle or whatever. And the person that was competing against him started freaking out, and then Teller just reached in, grabbed one, and ate it. Not even being filmed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just before. Did it because he's a psycho.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that. Oh man.
What do you got there, John? Looks like something has come to your head.
I just had this idea about a sandwich.
An idea just sparked
You sparked joy?
Does a sandwich spark joy in your heart?
Would you commit to eating something called a slam sandwich without knowing anything else about it? Yeah. No, I would do that. If you were like, hey, man, here's a slam sandwich. I'd be like, what's on it? You're like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
If it came to me in sandwich form,
100%.
I will trust it.
100% the slam sandwich.
Sounds good.
I don't even know. I assume that already exists, and I want one.
Now I'm hungry.
Does it say what? Come on. Does it say? Now I need to know.
That's all I got, man. Slam sandwich. Would you eat it? I feel like a sandwich is pretty safe food. Not many sandwiches are going to hurt you.
With a name like Slam, I imagine it's going to be awesome. Not only good, but awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
Like.
It's basketball themed?
Basketball themed.
So it's like chicken wings, buffalo chicken wings.
Maybe they even tint the bun orange and they line up the...
Put little lines on it.
Yeah.
Like a basketball.
Make it look like a basketball that you're eating.
That big orange ball.
But I don't imagine there's like a bunch of shitty stuff like extra tomatoes.
Tomatoes are a valid sandwich ingredient.
Plenty of onions.
Also good on sandwich.
Let's put some avocado on there.
That's fine on a sandwich.
Oh, shit.
All right.
I guess anything's going to... Not like there'd be... shit.
Mayonnaise. That's my
weakness. Fine on a sandwich.
Or cat food. I don't want to eat cat food.
Yeah. It's not like you're going to put cat food on this slam sandwich.
No, that'd be crazy. If it was called a kitty sandwich, no thanks. I might still eat it. debatable. What's it look like?
There should be a social experiment where some sociologists like just open up a restaurant, just put the names.
No ingredients list?
No ingredients. See what gets picked the most.
And you got to have it in a container that you can't easily see what's in it, right? I can open a sandwich and get a pretty good lay of the land. It's like a burrito or like a calzone or something.
Oh.
That's contained. You could really hide some cat food in a burrito.
You could. And I have.
And have. Speaking of cat food.
Hey, we got an email. Hey. Is the title of the email.
Hey, shit.
Hey, you guys.
What?
And possible guest.
Nope.
trying to figure out best time to send emails. I know you record on Sundays, but just trying to figure out if it's early or late in the day. Is John ever going to star in a video on the talk?
Oh,
with Brooks.
I hope not.
You were on one.
A long time ago.
Very beginning, before I learned how to make TikTok videos.
Right.
And like that they had to have some amount of excitement to them. I think it's you.
You were like, hey. And I did a little dance.
A little dance. Because
you were like, hey, and pointed the camera at me.
Do a dance.
Okay.
I feel uncomfortable making TikTok videos with other people.
I understand. It's a personal experience.
Like directing. Maybe I'm not a good director.
Could be.
Of other people.
Yeah.
Like I can direct myself. John.
Yes.
Give me a sad puppy dog face.
No. I'm no actor.
Pretend
I don't
like
act.
You dropped your burrito on the ground. See? I can't do it. I should do it better. Do it like do 10 it better. Times better than that.
Yeah. Okay. That's good directing. I mean, I'm not opposed to being on TikTok. I just don't feel the need to ever do it.
He could always be the silent Bob to your Jay.
There we go.
Yeah, you just standing next to me while I'm doing stuff.
I like that. I like that.
While me and you standing next to, and I'm talking to another set of me and you, but you don't talk in either version.
Oh, I'm just in the background?
Yeah, you're just like standing behind, but wearing a different outfit.
Nodding?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Even though he won't watch Clerks.
No. Oh. I've seen it. I'm all right. I do like Jay and Bob Strikes Back. Is that the one?
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back was
smoking
where I
be smoking weed, doing coke.
Is where I got hooked on the Clerks universe.
Oh, the Smosh? No, what is it?
View Askew?
View Askew, yeah.
Smodcast?
Smodcast, what I'm thinking. I've listened to probably 4,000 hours of Smodcast. I know a lot. I'm a big fan of Kevin Smith. I don't like that movie. It's not very good.
So that was 2001, I think, when that movie came out, or 2000?
Clerks?
No, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I went back and then rewatched.
I'm sure it's bad.
No, I think it's still pretty funny. But I went and watched all the... No, it's fucking funny still, John.
Okay.
You fuck.
I'm sorry.
You fuck.
I think it was good for an independent film.
Clerks 2 was pretty good.
Yeah.
So I was...
Porch Monkeys.
Bringing it back.
Yeah, bringing it back. I like the movie Dogma.
But it was like right in my wheelhouse of 15, 16, 17.
Exactly. Yeah, it might be.
Dogma. Yeah, Dogma's pretty good.
I have a very sophisticated sense of humor. So yeah. I don't.
You've moved on past those.
I put away childish
things. What was I just watching the other day?
Jackass.
I still haven't seen that the fourth Jackass
movie. That is pretty good.
I heard it is good.
Yeah.
Now I'm sad that I didn't go see it in the theaters with a big crowd of other like-minded individuals. Florida John, a.k.a. Redunculus podcast name guy,
yep.
A.k.a. fellow TikTok dad.
Simon at the Brewville.
Simon at the Brewville. And that was it. Just one email this week.
That's it. Poor Andy.
Except for this email I missed from Andy 2 weeks ago.
Oh, well, that'll work.
Hey.
Hey.
This is Andy. Titled Food Crimes. He sent two emails in one day.
Okay. And I messed you up.
And I forgot about the second one. Gentlemen and possible bonus guest, I know I wrote an email earlier, but I don't want to forget to tell you about this. Some group of Disney chefs got high AF and invented the following potential abominations. 1/3-pound burger topped with bacon and macaroni and cheese. And the bun is dusted with crusted Cheeto Puffs.
Okay. I'd eat that.
Do you think this qualifies as a crime against food? And do you think anyone in my family will order it?
Hmm. Does a burger need a mac and cheese in there?
I mean, I always like a burger with an egg on it.
Yeah, that's true. Mac and cheese and eggs are the same thing.
Oh, wait, what do we got here? From Andy, P.S. Yeah, they are the exact same thing.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be fair to leave you hanging. Sandy and Mandy both ordered the Mission to Mars burger and loved it. I sampled it. It's not bad. At Ray's Starlight Cafe.
Okay.
In Disney?
Did they have a slam sandwich, you think?
I bet they have a slam sandwich. What would the slam at Disney be? It's different every day of the week, and they're princess themed.
Okay, yeah, there's cupcakes and shit in there.
What? No, like cool ones, like Stone of the Ocean, and you know.
Yeah, who's your favorite Disney princess?
I mean, Moana.
Yeah, I was gonna say Moana.
She was staring at the water longer than she could remember, trying to figure out why.
I can't think of any lyrics right now. I've been staring at the water long as I can remember.
I've since moved on to Encanto.
Encanto.
I have bad news for your Lin-Manuel Miranda lovers out there.
Uh-oh, is he canceled now?
I found a dud.
Oh, what's his dud?
I don't know. I forgot what it's called, but it just didn't have... It wasn't made by Disney. It was like another... I think maybe on Netflix. It was straight for Netflix. Gigi? Is that something?
Okay. Oh, with that monkey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I watched that and I was like... I
people liked it though.
Maybe the music just wasn't as good for me.
Okay. He needs that Disney juice behind him.
Yeah. I think he gives it an extra 20% when Disney's...
Well, yeah, yeah, you gotta...
Not for Netflix. I'm giving them sloppy seconds.
Yeah, Netflix. You're like B-team for Netflix.
Yeah.
Disney comes knocking, you bring your A-game, for sure. That Encanto soundtrack, oh boy. That shit slaps.
What if I went like...
I do appreciate the very last song in the movie. Not the credits song, but they're like building their house. And John Leguizamo has to sing a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, keep it. You can tell they like keep it pretty short. Leguizamo, maybe don't sing so much. He like kind of sing talks.
Did you ever watch The Pest?
I'm aware of The Pest. I never watched it.
Speaking of...
you ever watch Spun? He's in that.
Spun.
Or Shaft. Or Romeo plus Juliet, the ball.
Romeo and Juliet. Yep. Plus.
Plus Juliet. Yeah. Leguizamo, Spawn.
The soundtrack to Romeo and Juliet, Romeo Plus Pretty Juliet, good. Is a fucking banger.
It's
a
banger. It's one after another hit.
For 1996. And if you have it on CD, you could take that CD, put it in your DVD, in your CD-ROM on your computer.
What?
Behind the scenes. And it had some behind the scenes stuff. And you could listen to the music there.
What'd they call that? They were like enhanced CD-ROMs or something CDs. Like that? Oh, man. Everything used to be so bad.
Now it's just, you know, on. They would just say, go to this website. And here it is.
And here you go. Do you go to websites a lot?
No.
Nobody does.
I did go to a restaurant yesterday.
Okay. It's not a website. A restaurant.
And when... It was menu time. They just pointed at the thing in the middle of the table.
The QR code. The
QR code to scan. And I was like...
The quick reference code?
And I was like, but I want to...
I need a piece of paper. Is that what you... Did you complain? Did you start crying?
No.
Oh, good.
My mom was there, though. She was like, do you have some menus? And they were like, yeah, we got some menus.
Oh.
And then they just gave them to us.
Can I just do that? That's a lot easier.
And I was like, I will also have one.
Because I want to support your mother.
And, but it's a good excuse to stare at your phone while you're out to dinner.
That's good. Yeah. I do hate looking at the people I go to eat with.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
You know, it's better than most people, my phone.
Yeah.
It's a lot more interesting. There's all kinds of stuff on there.
Got everything on there.
Literally everything. You know how much you can learn about sperm whales? Everything.
I know very little about sperm whales.
But you could.
What you just told me.
Yeah. Your phone knows. Ask him.
Hey, why are people listening to this podcast?
They shouldn't.
Get on the internet. Spend the next hour of your life learning about sperm whales. Just turn us off.
Yeah, turn us off. Read about sperm whales. It's better. Hey, speaking of sperm.
And whales.
Big, fat, spermy whales.
Whales full of sperm.
Superfan Seegs wrote in 27 great questions. We're up to 15.
Superfan Seegs.
We're running low.
27 great questions.
If someone were to summon you via black magic, what five items would they need in each corner of the pentagram?
Whoa.
All right. Well, flip-flops.
Okay.
And a sweatshirt.
Well, now I need a pencil here.
Yeah, we got to draw pentagrams here to summon sweet Satan.
Okay.
I need flip-flops, sandals.
I'm going to go Mike and Ike's.
Okay, yeah. If you put some sort of hard cider or like a gross drink from Plaid in the other corner. Yeah.
Rockstar.
Yeah, some kind of Rockstar. Yeah, I'm there. Well, coffee. I'll go coffee.
Any amount of caffeine.
Yeah.
So that's two.
Well, a burrito.
Oh, at the top, course.
At the peak.
Oh.
If there's a burrito showing up, I'm like,
I was going to go, slice of pizza.
Okay. Yeah. Slice of pizza. And then,
we got two more.
No, I got flip flops.
Then you got your cargo shorts.
I'll do a flip flop sweatshirt or hoodie. Do you say hoodie?
Hoodie.
Burrito.
I lost the keys to the kids' bike lock. The kids, since it's been winter, we've had their bikes in the shed. And because of the world we live in,
they're locked.
I imagine somebody's going to steal my kids' bikes out of the shed.
Is there a lot of market for black market kid bikes?
Black market bikes. Apparently, there's a lot of palladium in bikes. 112-inch frame bikes.
So much rhodium.
And, but I lost my keys to the bike because I wore three hoodies yesterday, three separate hoodies.
Okay.
And I couldn't find, searched all my pockets.
Oh, look at fucking Rockefeller over here.
Fucking hoodie. I'm lousy with hoodies.
Wow.
I love hoodies.
Must be nice.
Yeah, hoodie. There we go.
Yeah, and a hard cider.
And, you know, a dagger.
Well, I do need...
blood of the innocent.
Yeah, I do need blood.
I think we got this. And don't you just, what do you put in the middle? You don't need that for summoning?
You have to draw an arcane rune out of the blood of a virgin, I believe.
All right.
You're going to find that.
I know a couple.
Okay. Well, Siegs, number one. It's pretty easy. Probably Bob. No, Bobby's been around.
Yeah, he knows what's up.
He's the town bicycle, that Bobby. You hear he's been painting?
I hear. Yeah. I've been listening to some kind of show.
And I was like, I want to paint. That sounds fun.
Do you want
paint by numbers?
Paint by numbers. I was at the store and I saw a kit for paint by numbers. I went out.
You look cool.
I went out for lunch with my mom. Mm-hmm. Like I had the day off. I said, hey, you want to get some lunch? Went out for sushi.
Right.
And walked down the street to an arts place and for like $50, like this, whatever, good size painting.
Yeah.
Whatever, 12 inch by 18 inch or 8 or 10 by 6. You know, I'm just going to say some numbers.
Sure. Just keep saying them.
And then like 20 different colors, and you just go with a tiny little brush and you fill in those.
Seems fun. Seems very relaxing. Very,
it is.
Very cathartic.
I mean, it's what I do, but I just make up.
Right. You thing. Make up the numbers. Well, you won't follow any rules, much less paint by numbers. You're like, number four, fuck you.
I feel like I get...
You've punched so many canvases trying to tell you what to do.
I get there about 30%. Say I was going to come back to it later.
Okay.
And like I'd worked really hard on it for a week and a half.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, oh, I'm going to take a couple of days off and then just never come back to it.
Yeah, I would probably do the
same. It'd be sitting right next to there.
I have
right
been...
on the couch just for the next 6 months before I realized
six,
I wasn't...
6 months? 2 years.
What else? Yeah. I got things that haven't moved in here.
You got a trumpet up there in the corner.
There's not even a trumpet. That's a box that holds a trumpet. Oh, there's not in it.
I've been cleaning out the garage pretty ruthlessly lately because I'm going to be working on the basement. I need to get all that shit out of the basement. And I need to just consolidate all my storage, right? House storage. Which I understand is a big part of owning a house. You have to keep stuff.
Now that you don't have any more kids, so all that's gone. Anything
we still have,
Andy.
Yeah, but we have like Owen's clothes that Andy will grow into soon.
Oh, okay.
And that's fine. I'm happy to save kid clothes. I love, you know, recycling that shit. But I'm looking around my garage, and you know how it is. You kind of, you're like a hermit crab. You grow to the size that your container is.
You need a bigger shell, man.
And I'm like, you know what? There's a bunch of shit in this garage I'm never going to do anything with. I had like a 5-gallon water tank jug that I took for something. I'm like, this is a good jug.
It's a good jug, man.
Gotta keep this. What the fuck am I doing with it?
Blue plastic water tanks?
Yeah.
Put like, coins in there, man.
Yeah. It's gonna fill it up a coin. No, I'm not. Just fucking throw it away. So I've been very ruthless, right? I've been just throwing shit away like crazy. And today I was digging through. My mom, when I moved into my house, gave me this big Rubbermaid container full of like old schoolwork and newspaper clippings and shit from my high school. And I feel bad about this and probably shouldn't admit it, but I was just throwing it all away.
Not your Letterman jacket, man.
I kept my Letterman jacket.
Okay.
Because maybe one of my kids will get a kick out of it. Maybe.
I bet it'll be cool again for
I really don't think so.
Andy to wear his dad's Leatherman jacket.
I mean, I wouldn't have worn my dad's.
Maybe maybe June will be wearing it.
It's like a 2XL. She's not going to be wearing it. Oh, maybe. But if my kids aren't interested in it, it's going in the trash. I'm just keeping it for them. I have like all my old yearbooks. That's fine. I'll keep those, I guess.
Bring it over here and I'll start a TikTok character of 90s guy who lived in Sandy.
Okay. Yeah, I'll bring my Letterman jacket. You can wear it. But no, this is shit like book reports from third grade. It was like my trip to the fucking forest or something.
Aww.
And I'm like, this is cute.
And that's what it was.
And it served its purpose. Mom liked it. I don't want it. Like, I don't want to look at it. My kids aren't going to want to look at it. Sorry, dude. You're in the trash. I kept some of my Eagle Scout stuff. It was kind of cool. I have a Pinewood Derby car, which I can give to my son. Someday, maybe. I don't know. How do you feel about keeping all that memorabilia shit?
There's a podcast. I think it was Ice Cream Social, where the dude's just like, hey, when you save shit, you looking back, seeing it this one time, that's the time you saved it for right now.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, cool. Now throw it away.
I wasn't really even looking at a lot of it.
Fuck,
trash. It was like report cards from high school. It's like, yeah, I got a fucking C in English. Good job. Hooray.
Get out that yearbook that's got Stan Pulliam in it.
Yeah.
And put it up.
I do keep all photographs, though. All physical photographs. I do have a big tub full of those.
Is there a chance in your yearbook, Stan Pulliam signed it, like, have a nice summer.
Very likely.
Hopefully you get to choke a woman.
Just like
I love
did.
That.
It was post-high school that he choked a woman.
Okay.
Not a woman. His sister. Who was younger than I was.
That is the Oregon gubernatorial candidate.
Yep. He's high on the list.
Woman choker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stan Pulliam.
Yes. Correct.
Stan Pulliam chokes women. Likes to. Continues.
It's true. Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, he did once to his sister because he was being an asshole.
Yeah. So just get rid of it.
That's why it's all in the trash can now. I have it all condensed down to one tote. And I'm like, that's enough.
This is my life.
This is my entire life condensed down into one tote. Actually, it's my wife and mine.
You're turning 40.
I will be 40 in August. And you know what? It's time to throw away those little notes I wrote to my girlfriend in high school. You know, don't need them.
There's some gold in those, man.
Sure is.
Sweet ass poems.
Hey, honey, baby, I missed you at fourth period. Now, who gives a shit? It's in the trash. It's all gone. Yeah.
You could have passed that. That could have all of those homework papers rewritten in Owen's own handwriting.
They're like, this paper's like yellowed and ancient. What are you doing?
Could have got them through.
Well, it's written in that lost script called cursive.
Cursive.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yes. So no one can read it, even teachers. There's no reason to learn it.
The last of the cursive readers died after the World War III.
Yeah, the World War III.
The war to end all wars.
Hopefully.
The third war
to end cursive. I hope so. But yeah, I want to A part of the garage cleanup is I want to get the wife's Jeep running. It's got some mechanical issues.
It was running when we
garaged it. I tried to move it years ago, and the gas started pouring out of it, which is the go juice that's important for cars to move.
You need that in the car?
I guess. Not like on the ground near it. It's got to be somewhere inside.
But you put out your cigarette while you're under there.
Yeah. And it was fine.
Okay.
I mean, it got real warm real fast. And then I don't remember much for a while.
You are severely burned this week, John.
And I want to get that up and running. I told my wife, you know, it would be good to get the Jeep out, say, once a year for exercise, just to make sure everything's pumping and moving correctly. Say, I don't know, some kind of trip to Eastern Oregon where people drive around like yahoos in the desert. And she gave me the thumbs up. So I want to get it running and take it on the Gambler 500 this year.
Hot boy summer.
Yep. Hot boy summer.
You driving that week? Oh, you driving that Jeep back and forth to work?
Back of my neck's going to be so tan.
Shirtless.
Oh, okay.
Motley shirtless. Crew pumping from the speakers. Top off.
Yep. All my moles growing cancerous.
Yeah.
On my back. My melanoma's gaining strength.
Yeah, don't do that.
I won't take my shirt off. But I think it would be great to drive over there. It doesn't super fit in as a Gambler because it's not like...
Because on its own...
It's like actual fine car.
It's worth like $5,000 if you wanted to sell it.
Yeah, it's worth about $5,000.
Or more, actually.
No, that's about right. About $5,000. And, you know, the whole fun of the Gambler is it's kind of a joke that you're driving this car. You're like, look at this piece of shit. I got it moving. The Jeep, there's nothing really wrong with it, so...
I had to change the spark plugs on this baby.
I'd be like, I put new gas in it. The battery was dead. Hooray, I got it running.
Yeah, it used to always just be the Gambler cars were like grandma cars.
Joke cars. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the whole point. Like, look at this ridiculous piece of shit that I'm driving. So I won't be showing it off as a Gambler, but I think it'll be like a support vehicle.
Oh, the nicer ones are the support vehicles.
I'll be there to help out. If my brother's car gets stuck, I need to get a winch, pull it out of the ditch or whatever, or tow. I could probably tow with it.
Yeah. Your new hobby of wheeling.
Oh, I'm big into wheeling.
Fucking wheeling, man.
I've been wheeling for years. Oh, there's another thing about the Gambler that got me kind of excited. I hadn't really paid attention. You know, last year was a learning year. Now I'm expanding my realm. They have mini bike races that they do. And there are these like $500 Coleman 100cc. Little.
Everybody gets the same ones.
Yeah. And they do these like endurance races. I'm like, I have $500.
Grandma, that's what grandma would have wanted.
Grandma just gave me $500. And I could drive a mini bike. It'd probably fit in the back seat of the Jeep. Anyway, I got plans cooking. I got to get this Jeep up and running.
You can still do this podcast with two broken legs.
Absolutely. Easily. By the way, the Gambler 500 people have a podcast that I've listened to a couple episodes of. It's pretty interesting.
I mean.
If you type in Gambler 500, you'll find it.
What if they came on this podcast?
They could. Andy Tate, let me know. I don't know what we have in common.
I'm just
there for fun. You know more about cars.
I like cars.
It's called the Brown Liquor Podcast, Gambler 500. They don't post very often, but it's pretty entertaining.
Well, John.
Yes, sir. Yes, old man.
You have yourself a very Merry Christmas.
I will.
And 37. I'm still here. I'm still kicking.
You did it. We're so proud of you.
Every year, man, I get all those Facebook messages, and they warm the cockles of my heart.
Give you strength to carry on another year.
All the people that are out there that I've touched somehow in their lives.
They're happy you're alive one more year.
More posts for them.
Good.
To see. I'll keep them
coming. Yeah. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.